Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everybody.
How'd you spend your weekend, Tommy? Oh, I went shopping with Carrie's family. Carrie? Was it fun, Tommy?
Why is
oh,
Tommy's
so
voice
fun,
higher?
It's higher.
Because sometimes you do that weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Can I do you?
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie, how was your weekend?
Oh, not bad, Tommy. I made you go shopping with my family.
I've listened back to you shopping with my two kids, and it's one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time. You are out of your depth, mate.
I had a good time, unless I've changed my memory of it.
Yeah, I think you might have.
All I remember is sitting eating chicken crimpies with Addy.
While I shopped.
Yeah.
Anyway, hear how that all went down later on in our show today.
But up next, we've got to talk about the Suez. Is that how you say it?
We got even got a little fun little jingle for the Suez.
Do we?
Yeah. Are you going to play it? Oh, no.
Make it
first.
Do it round.
Let's make it the song first.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Should we talk about the Suez Canal?
Oh, dear
and
me.
And the poor? I've only really started reading about this today.
Yeah, look, I'm late to it as well.
Yes.
I had a busy weekend. But when I sat down and learnt about this mammoth of a ship, what got me in was I saw a diagram showing the tallest buildings in the world.
Yes.
And then the last building was the Empire State Building.
Yes.
And then they said if they put the ship on its side, it would be taller than the Empire State Building, and that is what is stuck in the Suez Canal.
Wait, on its side or end to end?
End to end.
Oh, end to end.
I was going to say.
Because you know what got me in?
What?
That exact same diagram. Yes. And then I just started deep diving into just funny things about it. And someone, because I saw the little digger that's trying to get it out. And it's just this one lone digging machine.
Like, it's got no chance.
No, it may as well be a toddler on the shore scooping stuff out. Like, you can't even see. You're like, I guess that giant bit, like this, taking up
the
half
side
the frame.
Of the ship.
I guess that's the ship.
Yeah.
Like it's just a giant wall and a tiny little digger there.
It's got cargo. It carries cargoes worth $9 billion, that route.
That's what's
that's
stuck. That's
there's
stuck
like 300
there
boats stuck.
I know.
And they're talking about having to reroute them. It'll take an extra 2 weeks to get to where they need to go.
1.7 million barrels of oil a day goes through there. And they said that it could be stuck, obviously, for weeks. And I thought, imagine being the bloke who's just like, sorry.
How did it get stuck?
I said it was a sandstorm.
Well, that's not his fault.
No, I don't think he caused the sandstorm.
But what, he should have known that there was going to be a high, low tide.
No, I'm not blaming him at all.
Feels like you are.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. I'm
just saying, imagine it's the bloke.
I did see a tweet that made me laugh a lot. It said, I don't envy the first captain who gets to go through after it's blocked out and you have to decide whether to just go through or whether to do the funniest thing that has ever happened in the history of the world.
I also just like to imagine him as it's crashing because it would have been the world's slowest crash.
Yes.
He would have been like, oh, no.
Oh, there's a good 4 hours.
I reckon
there's a good hour.
Have you seen that vision when you see cruise ships run ashore and people can see it coming towards them or on jetties and stuff? Yeah.
No, I haven't. But I weirdly did spend a day once watching when they birth ships and they put them inside. Sideways, because then I watch when it goes wrong, and it's so funny because I've just got
this
ship.
You spent a day doing that.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
Oh, mate, says the woman who watches 3 hours of breakfast TV every day.
How many ships could I watch birth in that time?
Heaps, mate, heaps.
Do you know how much it's going to cost every day?
$18 million
a day to have that ship parked there.
So I saw a lot of the traffic jam of ships behind it.
I love how all the stats we found on this.
I know.
Any more that I can bring you? What else can I bring?
I don't think we've ever done so much research into anything.
And we're both reading the exact same research. So it's a race for who can bring their little fact first.
I've got one, mate. I've got one. No, have you seen all the footage of all the ships there? And some of them have tied themselves up to each other. And I was wondering, I was like, are you having a good time on these boats?
A raft up.
They said it's a raft up. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Have you seen all the containers floating along?
No.
There's a whole lot down the...
Someone's cheated on this article and gone to another one.
Ollie showed it to me. They're all floating along the river. I don't know how they fell off. Maybe when it birthed,
when
docked,
it birthed.
They all fell off or tumbled off or something.
Anyway, we thought we'd do this.
Ship is stuck, ship is stuck, ship is really, really stuck.
We want to hear your tales on 13 10 60 on when was it a ship show? Or when did it go completely shiphouse?
Either or.
Yes.
Either or.
Basically, stories involving ships or boats. Tales from
apparently,
the water.
Apparently there's been some kids that have, oh, I don't think we've got the clips yet, we're going to get it for the next break, but have done some funny little solutions for how the problem should be fixed.
Okay.
It wasn't on my piece of paper, but I'll bring it for you next.
Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Play it again.
Ship. Ship is stuck. Ship is really, really stuck.
And Bick, as we mentioned, that we were a bit late to the story of the Ever Given trapped in the Suez Canal.
We're loving this Suez Canal story. Mm. Did you know the shape that the ship, so Vessel Finder, a map has shown the shape the ship formed before it got stuck?
I'm amazed you didn't swear.
And it's the shape of male bits.
Is it?
Look. Look at that.
So they were doing
your dream. Then, you see male bits everywhere. And then, that's not.
That is.
That's just a ship that's gone around in circles and you've drawn a big old
peen on it. Do you think they were trying to do it and that's what made them get stuck? They thought, oh, this would be a little fun. Oh, we're bigger than we thought we were. And then they got stuck.
Do you reckon they got excited doing it and got bigger?
Hey, this is never happens on our show. Mm. But guys, we got a bit of breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
In breaking news.
Hang on. Can I bring the breaking news?
Sure.
Okay, Jesse, would you mind?
Extra, read all about it.
Fresh.
You heard it here first.
As it was happening.
Breaking news. With the big dog.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Big dog here. Just wanted to report that we just had a call in about the Suez Canal, which we're a bit scared. We're a bit too late on the news. Turns out, not only were we late, we were also right on time, because guess what's just been freed?
20 minutes to go. Not just. Yeah, we were late.
Just been freed. The Ever Given is floating again.
Is it now playing in a stadium?
What's that? I don't know. I said to Jesse, get some claps ready. I thought we wanted to celebrate.
Goal.
<Yeah.
laughs>
What? I did tell you that.
You said get some cheers.
Oh, sorry. But yes,
oh,
I'm still happy.
Claps, not cheers.
No, I was still happy with the cheers. It was just hearing it back. I was like, yeah, I don't really know why.
Anyway, just as well we're doing what was a ship show, because this whole thing's been a bit of a ship show, because it appears that ship is not stuck anymore.
Jade, welcome to some Shiphouse Radio.
Hi, how you going?
So great. What happened on sea?
So it was kind of on the sea. I was younger. I was 17 and just had my peas. I went fishing with my cousin and he had said, you know, do you want to reverse the trailer in to, you know, put the boat on? And I was like, totally. Like, he's in a brand new statement. Yeah, I'll do it. So I did it. And he said, I'll tell you when to stop and go. So I'm reversing it in thinking I was great. And I heard like, go, go, go. So I'm like, okay, let's accelerate.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. So he and his friends were sitting on the boat, his brand new boat that he had just saved up for. And I'm reversing, giving it a little bit of gas, a little bit of extra gas. And then I hear screaming and all these random males jumping in the water. And the trailer had actually gone so far against the boat.
You jackknifed it.
Completely. It completely tipped the boat.
Oh, no, Jade.
I got out. And I look, to be honest, I wasn't really sure what had happened at this point. I'm like, oh, what happened?
Why is the boat sideways on the ground?
Apparently, the go, go, go was no, no, no.
Yes.
And so that boat is probably still in that river.
Jade, you obviously never played cricket growing up.
Why?
It's one of the first things you learn when batting is don't say go. You say yes and you say no.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there we go. Jade will need that for the next time she's reversing a boat.
G'day, Captain Leon.
He'd know. Go, go, go.
Good day. How are you?
What happened?
You sound like you're on a boat, Captain Leon.
No, I'm not on a boat. I just got my daughter from school and parking my car.
And what happened when you were at sea?
Oh, there's so many things which happened at sea, but I was just talking about the container vessel which ran aground in the Suez.
Yes.
Yeah, things like this do happen a lot, but it's just that this is one of the instances which has got onto the news.
Yeah.
Ah, right, and Captain Leon. So this is happening more often than we think.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, there are at least two ships going down worldwide every day.
Oh, we could do this as a daily segment.
It's a hard stat to keep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Captain, was it a sandstorm? Were we correct in saying that?
It wasn't a sandstorm, basically. It was a gust of wind. But then we've got to wait till the evidence is placed out and we get what we call the VDR recordings from the ship, which is similar to what a black box is on an aircraft.
Oh, and when we reckon we'll find out that?
Exactly. And probably once they get the ship refloated again and once it gets to the anchorage, then you'll have the investigators going on boat to do the investigation. Yeah, right. And then we will come to know.
Did you ever, have you ever crashed a ship?
No, but I've been chased by pirates.
That's fun. Why were we talking about anything else?
Oh, my God. Heavy, what happened?
We were off the coast of Somalia, and they chased us for about 6 to 7 hours, but unfortunately, they couldn't get on board.
I think that's fortunately.
My gosh.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Sorry, is that my turn to speak?
Wow. Just a mini micro snooze on you.
I was actually thinking. I was thinking okay. How to
tell. I didn't realise this whole time when you've been talking, you haven't been thinking. You know when Vickers is thinking because she goes real quiet.
I was trying to work out whether people in this tease break would prefer to hear how you went shopping with my children on the weekend or where Ed Sheeran was spotted at the weekend.
Mm. And what conclusion did you come to?
I think they'd prefer to hear about Ed Sheeran.
Hang on. Give it 2 more seconds of silence.
Okay. Yep, Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Coming up next, where was Ed Sheeran spotted at the weekend?
Yeah.
We'll do it next.
And a bit later, Tommy goes shopping with me.
Oh, mate, you hedge your bets.
Stick around. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So on the weekend, I headed to a playground. I know. Crazy.
The wildlife and times of 1C Bickmore.
And there were tears. Tears coming from my child. And as I went to find offending
Ollie?
Child. I heard someone over my, no, it was Addie that was crying. Mm. I heard someone over my, and there was a kid on a digger. There's a little out of control digger thing. It was metal.
Out of control digger thing.
Well, I just don't, doesn't look very safe because it's quite heavy.
Are these the ones that are part of the playground?
Yes,
you got
and
the levers?
You can pretend to dig and you've got the levers.
They're the best.
Yeah, and no one's got control of them ever.
No.
But then there's little people underneath them. So it's a recipe for disaster. Anyway, as my crying child came towards me, I heard someone say, oh my gosh, that wasn't my kid, was it? And I turned around and it was astronomer Alan Duffy.
Oh, Dreamboat.
Dreamboat, who we have on the project.
Bow tie wearing.
Yes, best way to describe him. English accent. Also spent a bit of time in Scotland.
Good head of hair.
Very knowledgeable.
About astrophysics?
Yes, I think he is an astrophysicist.
Should have just stuck with astrology, mate.
Sorry, mate. When I think astrology, I think him sitting with a bow tie going, now for Pisces, this week is going to be a really good one.
Definitely not him. Anyway, we had a chat, but it took me a moment to realise it was his voice that got me. When I turned and looked, he looked completely different. As most people don't look the same as they do on TV when see them in the playground, in the park, right? Mm. I was like, oh, and it just took me a second to work out who it was. Then I was scrolling through the paper on the weekend.
Why do you look so different?
Oh, he was just in like a singlet. He'd been riding his bike.
Oh, and he usually wears his suit
and
his
bow tie.
Yes, he didn't wear that to the park to play on the diggers.
And then in the paper I saw that Ed Sheeran was at the Saints match on the weekend against the D's.
Yeah.
He was wearing...
Why is that related?
Well, because he's a celebrity as well. You know when you see celebrities at places that you don't expect to see them?
Like, was Alan Duffy getting flocked by hundreds of fans?
No, I perhaps am the only one that knew it was Alan Duffy.
I mean, I love Duffy, but it's a big jump from Alan Duffy to Ed Sheeran. How many security guards did Duffy have with him?
No, he had his wife on a bike. Yeah, his kid on that digger could definitely keep people away. Ed Sheeran was at the footy match on the weekend. Yeah. He was there with a mushroom scarf on. He was at a... Saints match because obviously he was out for Gadinski's memorial and Gadinski was a massive Saints fan, and then you saw it the NRL on the weekend.
The rugby.
There was the Hemsworths and Natalie Portman. All of them were being entertained.
Are we still gone from Alan Duffy to Ed Sheeran to Natalie Portman and the Hemsworths?
All the same.
Once again, Duff, if you're listening, I love you, mate, but this, what a crew to be lumped in with. Imagine someone, imagine a teenage girl just screaming, oh my God, oh my God, you won't believe what I've seen. I saw Thor, I saw Ed Sheeran, and I saw astrologer, astrophysicist Alan Duffy.
And he read me my horoscope. It was great.
It was incredible.
Anyway, they were in Russell Crowe's box.
Oh, mate.
They were in Russell Crowe's box, and they were so into it that they were wearing all the merch, the Rabbitohs merch.
Yes.
Anyway, if you weren't expecting to see those people there, I think you'd be taken back, as I was taken back to see Duffy in the black.
Were you as taken back seeing Alan Duffy as those people were seeing Natalie Portman?
I think, because when you see someone that you're used to seeing on TV or in the movies, and then you see them, you're like...
I dare say people have seen Alan Duffy in the park more than on TV.
Well, he comes on the project quite a bit and ABC TV sometimes.
ABC TV.
They're park goers. Anyway, 13 10 60, I want to do this. Die Spy Celebrity in the wild.
Why did I just blow up?
Who did?
Did
no,
I just
it
blow
was
up? Oh, I thought I just went and blew up.
No.
Okay.
No,
play can we listen again?
Die Spy Celebrity in the wild. It does sound like you. I think you've been eaten by a few bodies. What's actually happened? 13 10 60.
A celebrity.
Did you see a celebrity out in the wild?
We'll take your calls next.
Not actually in the wild.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
And can we play the opener where we talk about celebrities and I explode again?
Yep. Die Spy Celebrity in the wild. Yeah, the lion.
I think that was the same one as before. Did we not trick it up a bit, Jess?
That is absolutely my mistake.
Die Spy Celebrity in the wild. You do actually explode there.
That was such a good choice of explosion, Jess. That was really great.
Who did you see out and about in their normal life? Because I saw Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
I saw... No, I didn't actually.
You saw them
in
the paper.
I saw astronomer Alan Duffy in the park. Yes. But other people saw Ed Sheeran at the footy. There was
Hemsworths
and Natalie Portman.
People have seen people.
People have seen people, mate, like I did on the weekend.
Do you know what I've realised from those things? People actually didn't really see them because they were just at sporting events that were on TV, and so then they were on TV. So
no,
they were just
would
in
have
their
been
natural
at the sporting event and seen them.
But they were just in their natural habitat, which is on a screen for most of us.
No,
you
I'm
were the only
the
one who saw a real celebrity
and
in the wild
them and sat next to them. Caitlin, you know what I'm talking about, don't I? Don't you?
I saw Margot Robbie and Willem Dafoe both at my workplace.
Who?
Willem Dafoe from the Spider-Man series and Margot Robbie.
Did you drop a syllable out of the first name, Caitlin? Did you say Willem? Or is that how you say
Willem.
It?
Yeah, Willem.
That's how you say it, Willem.
His name's Willem.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, unless I've been saying it wrong all the time.
It's, no.
Have you not heard of Willems before?
Is it?
It's quite common, Willems.
Like the famous boot, R.M. Willems.
There's Willem, if you're wanting to know.
His name, oh my gosh.
Willem.
It is Willem.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Awesome, Caitlin. Robbie would have been a great... Did you know it was Willem, or did you just had to ask around, who's that?
No, I actually knew who he was because he always scared me as a child when I watched Spider-Man and he was the Green Goblin.
Yeah. They're great, Caitlin, and apologies for doubting you in the first place. It's got a Nat. G'day, Nat. Hey, Nat.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Who'd you see?
I saw Niall Horan when we were on our honeymoon 2 years ago in LA.
What was he doing?
Well, funnily enough, we were on our way back from watching the Super Bowl and I got the munchies really late of a night time and we went to the ranch next door to our hotel and he was just there sitting with his mate.
And how was the timing? Had you said yes yet or were you able to have a crack at Niall?
They won their honeymoon.
Wasn't able to get the words out.
Oh, honeymoon.
Yeah.
Honeymoon
get how
after
it works?
Marriage.
Yes. Engagement, then
sorry,
marriage,
Willem's
then
really thrown me.
Marcus. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good, thanks. Good. So my ex-girlfriend said, oh, we're going to her friend's house for dinner. And I knew her friend was on TV. And so we went around to there, just a casual dinner in St Kilda, and I walk in and there's Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness and Eric Banner and his wife Rebecca and Tara Moss, just all sitting around the table. They've been friends since they were kids. So
and then there was Marcus.
And then there was me.
Who did you spend the most time talking to, Marcus?
Oh, they were, with all due respect, they were all crazy. They were doing performing. I think Hugh was in the middle of his Peter Allen tour, so he was doing numbers, and Eric was doing impersonations of Mel Gibson. And
what did you do for your performance, Marcus?
No, nothing.
Fair enough. Hey, Marcus, am I allowed to ask who was your ex that was on TV?
She was in a band actually, and still is. So probably leave it at that.
So, I guess in a way that you spy a celebrity in the wild all the time, Marcus.
Yeah. Or did.
Or did. Yeah.
No, she's back in the wild. Marcus is in the wild too. But for a minute they were out wild and together. Anyway, g'day.
Willem's thrown us both. Hey,
Brendan, have you ever met a Willem?
No, unfortunately, no.
Did you know, am I the only person in the world that did not know that was Willem Dafoe?
Correct, probably.
Okay, good on you, Brendan.
Who did you spy in the wild, Brendan?
I work at a museum in the city, and we've been closed for redevelopment, and we recently opened. So about 2 weeks before opening, there was two guys peeping through the window on the front entrance, and I walked up to them and said, "Sorry, guys, we're closed," and they turned around, and it was Borat.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Was it the window peeking in?
Yeah.
And did you let him come in?
So, I basically swore out loud and said, "Sash, come on through." So
Sash.
Gave him a private tour for an hour.
Oh, it's Sash. You met Willem?
Gary and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday arvo. Same, but spoken, coming up very soon.
Ooh.
But a few weeks ago, I discovered that you had never done something that most people have to do weekly. What's the biggest shop you've ever done?
Booze or food?
Food.
Just like whatever I need for that dinner that I'm making.
What?
Actually, I went to
make
my niece's.
You'd buy a couple of dinners in one go, wouldn't you?
Why? No.
Ever done a weekly shop?
No.
My God, you've got to come and do one of my weekly shops with me. In fact, you need to do my weekly shop for me. And what do you know? What did we do on the weekend?
Did a weekly shop, didn't we?
With my two little ones in tow. Because you had to get the real experience of what it's like as someone's barking at you saying they're hungry the whole time. They're going around the aisles, another person grabbing stuff off the shelves. It is chaos.
I found actually you were the most painful one of the group.
Oh, stop it. Anyway, we need to discuss all this.
You're not doing it right.
If you want to hear how Tommy's weekly shop went, we will do that next.
Off the list! Off the list!
Well, you didn't go off the list.
No.
It was my weekly shop. Yes.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
We're just a happy family. You made me go shopping with your kids on the weekend.
Because I don't think that you have truly lived until you've had to do a weekly shop with young children. Family of five weekly shop.
That's what I felt like when I was walking around that supermarket. I thought, this is living.
Here's how it went down.
All right, Tommy, you are about to do your first ever family grocery shop.
Yeah, should we go off the list that Mum gives us, or should we just pick anything we want in there?
Whoa!
Yes!
Pick anything we want.
This
is my weekly grocery shop.
Let's go, girls,
okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Don't be too silly.
Wow, isn't this fun?
Bread, can you see bread?
Here.
Dude, I'll try and drive past and not stop. You try and get them from the shelf. Yeah, that one down there. Yeah, great. Okay, what's next? Big milk.
Chicken.
She wants chicken.
Oh, do you want chicken? Okay. Okay, which one?
That one.
Do you want to hold the chicken?
No, it's raw.
No, don't. Okay. Okay, what's next?
Jesus.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
We gotta get cheeses first. We need white cheese slices. Dude,
I want cheese sticks. Chocolate.
Okay.
Okay, let's just get chocolate.
Chocolate! Hey?
I need heaps.
But these guys are the boss.
Oh, go get chocolate up. Yes. I'll get the rest of the groceries.
Yes.
Just grab what you want, dude.
Okay, I got
you. Yeah. You know what's fun? Do you wanna grab one? And then you can just throw it over your head.
Yeah.
You can have more.
Can I have more? Are you then babysitting for the rest of the afternoon?
Sure.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Mommy, look what I got.
You got all of that?
Can Addy have these now?
What do you reckon?
Yeah, no?
Just before dinner, you reckon it's a good idea?
Hey, I've just noticed another item on the list.
Yeah.
What does a pube clipper mean?
I don't know. Chris put that on there.
Okay.
Yep.
I want some chocolate.
Okay, let's go back to the chocolate aisle and get you some more.
No, we're not. No,
we're not.
I want some chocolate.
We need. We need protein balls. Hey, protein balls. Hey, protein balls. We need to find protein balls and pube clippers, and then we are nearly done, kids.
Chocolate.
Dude, I'm tired. Oh, bless you. Let's have a team vote. Who thinks we should go now? Yes? Addy? Yes!
Who thinks we should make sure Mum's got all the things she needs for the week?
We're done.
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's tiring, isn't it?
It's so tiring. These are so yum.
Are you just going to sit here and eat while I unpack?
I'm looking after Addy.
Oh, you're not? Oh,
are you done?
Hold on, my card's declined. Let me try one more time.
I'm going to have to pay for the groceries, aren't I? Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Chaos, utter chaos, and they were hyped up for about 5 hours on that chocolate.
Well, I went the opposite way. I went home and had a nap.
It's tiring, isn't it?
It was exhausting, but only because I think you need to break free from the shackles of all these lists and conformity. I reckon you need to go in there and just grab what you're feeling in the moment, you
know? No, because you grabbed what you were feeling. In fact, you grabbed what Addy was feeling.
Yes.
She's two.
She's
and you
boss.
Took her advice on what chicken to get.
Yes.
And Saturday night, I served up Kwandong peach mountain pepper and chili drumsticks, to which they both went, oh, it's too hot, it's spicy. And I was like, that's why Tommy Little should never do the weekly
but then they won't pick it again next week.
What, Kwandong and peach mountain pepper and chili drumsticks?
Fun to say.
What's a Kwandong?
It was as fun to eat as it is to say. Mum, we got any Kwandong chicken? Kwandong was what Chris needed the trimmers for.
It's Kwandong. Anyway, you got about a quarter of the list,
let's
be honest. And all weekend I had to keep going back to the shops to get the rest.
Is that a common occurrence when Chris does the shopping?
Well, funnily enough, our neighbour was listening to us the other day say that you're about to go and do your weekly shop. And she said, that makes me laugh so much because I saw Chris in the supermarket the other day with the two kids and he looked so overwhelmed they almost offered to help him.
Yeah, it's hot. I understand. You know how you hear stories? Well, sorry. You hear stories, both yourself and the boss of this
Sonda.
Show, producer Sonda, both just starting this screaming match of what your respective partners didn't get at the supermarket.
No, we just said if we ask for chestnuts, get chestnuts.
Yeah,
you know, don't come home and have half the list and then we have to go back and get the chestnuts.
I know, mate, but then you both start yelling at me when I haven't done
anything. Because you represent all of them.
Yeah, I know. But I'm starting to understand why they just go, oh, God, if I do this bad enough, I won't have to do it
That's
again.
That's pathetic.
Again, it's not me.
Just learn how to shop. Read a list. It's really basic.
Oh, mate, I really love you as mate, but I'm not going to learn how to shop for your family.
For your own family when you have it.
Yeah, I'll deal
your
with that
missus
then.
Is going to want you to know where the chestnuts are. And if she asks for chestnuts, bring home chestnuts.
Yes, and I think my emotional investment will be more
Kwandong
for my own.
Drumsticks.
Mate, I don't want chestnuts or Kwandong drumsticks. 13, 10, 60. What happens when he does the shopping?
Yeah, what did he bring home?
Great.
Or not bring home, as the case may be.
13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon on 13, 10, 60.
You'd rather be than in a supermarket, Tommy Little.
With your kids.
With my kids. 13, 10, 60. What didn't he bring back from the supermarket?
Mm.
You brought back a quarter of my list.
Yes.
Yes, when you took my family shopping. Mm. Caitlin, what did you send him for? What did he bring back?
He was sent to get mints and he eventually brought back the mints, but it took 45 minutes for him to find beef mints. Yeah.
What was he doing? It didn't. What was he doing in that time, Caitlin?
So,
he went for a beer or something,
came
surely.
Back drunk.
Yeah.
No, my mum had written on the list, bring beef steak. And he went all around the shopping centre and then he said, I couldn't find mince steak. All I could find was mince beef. And my mum's like, that's what I wanted. But it took him 45 minutes.
Caitlin, I'm going to say something controversial.
I'm going to defend him too.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Steaks.
His fault.
Isn't that what you use for stir fry?
Yeah, well, no, it's like mince, beef mince.
Hang on,
but it
isn't
took him 45 minutes.
Beef steak is just a steak. Like steaks are beef, right?
I just feel like beef steaks, yeah. I feel like they're the slices you put in a stir fry.
Oh, are they?
I don't know. We should ask Caitlin's mum. She's got a better idea than we do. Sarah, what didn't he bring back? Sarah, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Sarah, what did your man get?
So I live with my boyfriend and I sent him out to go and get dinner and he ended up coming back with 100 grams of cheese. Now, that sounds a little weird, but I am like extremely lactose intolerant. Like I smell cheese and just like the bathroom fog.
Not just a little bit of cheese, a lot of cheese.
Yeah, right?
Had you just started dating or something, Sarah?
Not even.
Oh my God.
We've been
so he
together
didn't know?
For a year. Nothing. He was like, oh, cheese toasties would be so great. Like,
cheese toasties for dinner.
After that, we can have some ice cream. Round it out with some warm milk before bed. Good on you, Sarah. G'day, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you the useless one, Mike?
No, I'm not the useless one. It was my dad. It was many years ago. We sent him out one Saturday morning to go get breakfast for us. Came back 2 hours later with nothing but a Nokia mobile phone.
Had he forgotten why he was going out?
No, I think he just saw a good deal and there he was. Something was on the back burner, so we had to go down to the shops 2 hours later and get it ourselves.
Oh, that's great.
At least you can order Uber Eats on the Nokia, maybe.
I don't know if you can order Uber Eats on a Nokia
can't
back
you?
In the day. No.
Well,
I think you can play Snakes. G'day, Hayley.
Hello.
What happened?
So when I was about 20, I used to live with three boys, three housemates, and I sent them out one night to get groceries for dinner. So they came home with a make-your-own-beer kit, and that was it.
I mean, that's fun.
Did they make the beer that night while you sat there hungry?
Yes, it was horrible.
Oh, yeah. God. So hey, while we've got you, Hayley.
For like the next month.
Do you know what a beef steak is?
No, what's a beefsteak?
No, yeah, we can't work it out either. No, maybe fine, Rebecca knows. Rebecca, do you know what a beefsteak is?
Yes.
Oh, what is a beefsteak?
A beefsteak is like a big piece of steak, like it's a thick cut. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Good on you, right. Beck. Thank you. What happened at the shops?
I sent my husband with the kids to go do the grocery shopping. And he boycotted the shopping centre and ended up at the pet store and brought home a male and female rat.
How did they taste for dinner?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is Taylor Swift's latest one, Willow. It's Carrie and Tommy this afternoon.
Because I never thought I'd say it, but I'm part of a fad diet.
I think I know what this fad diet is, and I'm intrigued about what you're going to tell us next, because you've already told us about it. You said all it did is make you poo the whole time, so I'm interested to know that there is more to this, is there?
Yeah, there is. Because I've put a reward. I'm so proud of my dieting that I'm rewarding
myself.
You're
dieting now?
That I'm rewarding myself with the opposite of a diet. Anyway, I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I'm very impressionable. So
yes, you are.
Yeah, so someone just needs to mention that something might be good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, let's do it then. Fantastic. Yeah. Johnny, my housemate, he's started getting into four-wheel driving, even though he drives a soccer mum car and he doesn't realise that.
Four-wheel driving? Yeah. Where's he doing that? Yeah. Johnny's not four-wheel driving. Right.
He's just bought a lift kit for his Volkswagen.
No.
What's a lift kit to help you in the dunes?
You know, to make the whole thing lift up so you don't get bogged as much.
With his Volkswagen. Yeah.
But he told me about it, and I was like, spent the whole day looking up four-wheel drives. And I'm like, maybe I'll get in. Not realising that the idea of winching a car out of something is the opposite. Like, I'd just leave.
Yeah, you would. You'd leave your car there. Yeah. Yes. Go buy another one. Yes.
But anyway, so cut to a week ago, and I'm sitting in a cafe, and I'm reading the health section of the newspaper.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Great question, and I still don't have the answer. But there was this article about the most incredible thing for your overall health is just one cup of celery juice. Right.
I feel like Miranda Kerr told me this at some point in my life.
It said the health benefits are huge.
Want to do it.
Well, then the first one I ordered, I think I told you, but an old boy piped up and he went, oh, is your arthritis playing up?
Oh.
And I said, no, it's not.
Oh, because you ordered it at a cafe.
Yes. And he went, I have celery juice. It's a great natural anti-inflammatory. And that's why I have celery juice. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And then he said, just so you know, if you start having trouble with your gout, cherries are good.
So, so you have to wait till Christmas to fix your gout.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get all the cherries out of cocktails.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drink enough whiskey sours. So I ordered the first celery juice and it went right through me.
Is it just straight celery?
So the idea, as I read in this article, was you have straight celery juice and you need to have, I think it was 400 mils, and then wait 20 to 30 minutes before you have anything else.
Now, so it's not with apple or with something to sweeten it. It's just celery.
Jesse, can you tell? Because it is just celery juice.
I just don't understand how that juices. It's such a, I mean, I guess it's watery.
Yeah, it's real watery. Yeah. It's just a
nothing vegetable.
And it looks cool because they put the whole thing in and just go.
You didn't go buy one of those, did you?
No, not yet.
Are you having it on an empty stomach?
So that's what you meant to do. And I did that day one and
it cleaned you out.
Oh my God.
So what you told us last time about this was you had to exit the shower twice.
Twice, yes. And the only reason that was my second shower of the day. And the only reason I had a shower is because it was such a disaster zone.
Oh God. So why are you still doing it? Are you feeling less inflamed?
It's hard to tell. Yeah, a bit's gone. But I just looked up. All I was going off was the article, and I was trying to find so I could tell you now some of the benefits, right?
Because heaps of the influences.
How's your arthritis traveling?
Yeah, arthritis is non-existent,
and gout
gone.
Great.
Did you have gout?
No.
You would be a great candidate for gout, though.
Yeah,
it's really bad, unhealthy lifestyle, a lot of drinking.
I reckon gout is like a trophy of you've done life pretty well. Good on you. But I looked up this, and this did not come in the article. I just looked up the benefits of drinking celery juice. Celery juice is a natural laxative.
Oh.
Yeah, it helps to relax nerves. And I'm like, where have all these other things come in? It's high in calcium, silicon, vitamin K, and it may strengthen bones.
God.
But the main thing it just goes on is how it's good for the digestive tract.
Well, maybe it's good to clean out every now and then.
Yeah, but every morning, seven times.
Wow.
But at the moment, I'm having my celery juice, and I've stopped doing it first thing in the morning because that's a bit boring, right?
Well, don't do it before the show.
No.
That'd be a disaster.
No, definitely not. I need to make sure I've got half an hour of alone time factored in afterwards. But because I'm doing that, I'm letting myself eat the thing that I really want to eat each morning.
A croissant?
I've moved on to bacon, egg and cheese muffins with barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And so my morning now, I go around the corner and I order a coffee and a bacon, egg and cheese muffin with barbecue sauce. And then I get a celery juice and take that away and I drink that on the way home so I can get home and have my alone time. But then I got...
This is really messed up, mate.
I got chatting with Johnny because he, for some reason, he was looking up the calories in whiskey because we've been drinking a bit of whiskey.
You too.
And he said in your standard whiskey, he goes, when you pour whiskey, would you say it's a double? And I'm like, yeah, when we're at home easily. And he said it's like 250 calories, which is about what your bacon and cheese and egg thing would be. And I'm like, oh my God. If I'm having like four or five whiskeys
tonight, you're having four or five egg and bacon rolls.
And then an egg and bacon roll in the morning. I don't think the celery juice is...
Fat Guts Anonymous. Wrong segment, mate.
Have you got music, Jesse?
Yeah.
No, he'll take 4 minutes to load that up.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'll put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Same. What?
Spoken. It's crumb. Come on.
I've really lost my way with this game.
I think you won last week.
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't lost my way at all. Maybe it's same, but backwards I've lost my way.
Yes, I'm on a hot streak of one on that.
As soon as you're not winning all the time, you're like, wow, this is not going well.
Yeah, I don't like that.
All righty, I'm going to read some lyrics. Just need the title and artist. Your first one, he was a skater boy. She said, Carrie.
Oh, get out. I was in first.
Then.
Skater boy, Avril Lavigne. I cannot say her name.
Avril Lavigne. It's like the drug Avril. Is it Avril?
Avril.
No, Advil. Advil Lavigne.
That's what happens when you've had too much of it.
All right.
Excuse me, can I have some Avril, please?
Song number two. Take him to the chorus. Come here, girl. Go ahead,
Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah, you hear me going with it. Come here, you hear me going with it. It's Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake.
I shouldn't have given you that first one. What was I doing? I was trying to make it interesting and keep it nice.
Oh, this is going to cost you, Bickers.
When have you had any interest in that?
I do occasionally.
I throw every week. You know why? Sonda has our executive producer of this show. She pulls me aside each week and she says, just remember, Carrie's happy when she's winning. And I say, I know, boss. I know. And
then, the whole happy wife, happy life and then scenario. happy life, happy work wife scenario.
Yes, yes. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
All right. Song number three, Vic, is to stay in the game. Because if you like the way you look that much, oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, yeah, you should go and love yourself. And when you told me that you hated my friends.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Carrie. Oh. Mm.
Isn't it Justin Bieber, Love Yourself? If
you like, she's back in the game.
See what happened? Sonda just reached on the table and gave me a horse bite on my leg, so I had to, shush.
You know they're saying happy is Larry. It's actually happy is Carrie. That's how I'm feeling now.
Everybody just gets it wrong all the time. Yeah. Do you remember where that saying came from?
Yeah, I do remember, but I've forgotten. You told us. Where was it?
Larry Foley, a boxer who won a big prize.
And why was he happy? Just because he won.
Because he won the biggest.
And he was on the front page of the paper. Yes. Happy as Larry.
We haven't done that segment in such a long time.
Yeah. No.
What was it called?
Didn't like it.
I did like it.
You had a name for it, wasn't it?
It's etymology.
Etymology.
Yeah.
It's the name of the segment, just the name of what it is. Was it words come from?
Did we do etymology?
Oh, probably. It sounded like us.
Yeah, all right. Song number 4, 2, 1. You hear, there's nothing I fear, and I know that my heart will go on. We'll
Carrie.
Stay for it.
It is My Heart Will Go On, and it is Celine Dion.
Ties it up.
See? I'm good. Just keeping it interesting. Now we're in a tiebreaker, guys.
All righty. Last one. I'm about to sign you up. We can get right before the night is up.
Tommy.
Tommy, for the win.
It is Get Right, J-Lo. Sorry, Sonda just released the vice-like grip on my leg.
My girl, too.
I know.
J-Lo. Carrie and
Tommy. That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. Still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
Yes, I spy a celebrity in the wild.
Ooh, who? Tell me now.
I'll tell you a little later.
Oh, gosh,
I'm
going to have to stay tuned.
I've got a fun game to play.
Yeah?
Yes, it involves a celebrity as well and their feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess what's in my mouth?
Is someone getting in on Tommy's feet action?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's interesting you say, no, this person could not, given the picture I'm about to show you, they could not get in on any foot. They would never be on a foot fetish site ever.
How much could they charge? Because I was going for $10 a foot.
I reckon $1 and they'd be lucky. They'd be lucky if they could give them away.
Still good work, though, isn't it?
I'll show you next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to play a game.
Okay.
Just with the team.
Okay.
Whose feet are these is what the game is.
Oh, okay. Great.
I'm going to show you a
people?
Picture. Yeah. A setup of somebody. Somebody we know wore this setup to the opening night of Hamilton last
set
weekend.
Up. Okay, yeah.
Get up.
I don't know. Shoes?
Well, okay. Combo.
So am I going to get a body shot
no,
or just a feet?
No, you're only going to get lower thigh below to the ground.
I've been wanting to play the game for ages.
I want you to tell me. We're going to go around the room. Actually, maybe I should send it to the group WhatsApp so everybody's got a chance to have a guess who they think.
Can
Hold
it be
on.
Called,
going to the group WhatsApp. Who, and now.
Who's the feature?
But everybody needs to zoom in just on the
featuring
who's the feature?
Your favourite member of the Carrie and Tommy team.
Oh, did it go? Hold on, everybody. Yep.
What about let's no mean feet?
You keep coming up with them while I work on this.
Jesse, any
this
thoughts?
Image.
Any name thoughts?
I'd like it to be a song name like something feet, someone or other. You know?
Oh, Happy Feet.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Oh, someone feet.
Yeah, sorry. Like a rapper has like a feature.
Guys. I'm just sorry. This is very unprofessional, but my cropping skills are taking a
Do you need Eli?
No, I can I've got this, guys. I have
is this
got
whole
this.
Talk break yep. you trying to send a message?
Yep, okay, now it's coming through
Are you trying to send it with your feet?
Oh, we're getting it faxed to us.
Okay, coming through in the WhatsApp now.
Okay, can I look?
Okay, have a look at whose feet are these? who's described to the people what you can see.
That's a leprechaun.
Describe what you can see.
It's pan. Is that someone we know?
It's someone we know. And it was the most beautiful two-shot of them and their partner. And all I could focus on were the feet. So I zoomed in and sent it around to everybody I knew.
It is pants that are too short. Yeah. So they're just above the ankle, but they're not cuffed up. So they're probably too short.
Yep.
And then they're carpet that's been made into socks.
It's a grey marl, I think they call it.
They're explorer socks. And certainly not to be worn to a formal event.
Okay, then what are the shoes?
They're little leprechaun shoes, mate.
Shiny kind of loafer.
Shiny loafer things with gold chains on them and a heel, a big Cuban heel.
Okay, go around the room.
But I'm intrigued by the person next to them. Is that their partner?
Because
that's an interesting choice for a red carpet.
I didn't get the partner.
No, you can only just see a little bit of their foot. So open the photo.
Hey, let's not judge the women in the story. That's
thrown me off because I thought that was going to be, I thought it was a woman because they're tiny little feet. Is that a tiny little man's feet?
Okay, without guessing who it is, guess the age of that person.
Oh, 105. what tiny little leprechaun do we have in the team?
Anyone got a guess on whose feet?
Do they work in radio?
They do.
Oh, sorry. I thought they were in our team.
No.
Oh, they work in radio. Oh, I don't know.
I then text them last night.
I've just had a thought.
I text them last night and said, questionable sock arrangement here.
Yes.
And they wrote back, that's just my little bit of opening night flair. You should see my undies. And I said, that's such a fun game. 13, 10, 60, who do these feet belong to? ? And then he came back with the number of his station, which is not our station, and said 13, 10, 60, seatbelt or designer bathers, because he has spent all of summer mocking my bathers that I bought that had a little seatbelt clip around them. And so we ended up having a bit of toe-to-toe pardon the pun, he said, what a shame we can't do this on radio because we work on opposition stations. I thought, oh, yes, we can.
Are they Tim Blackwell's feet?
They are Tim Blackwell's feet. Oh, boy, he's dressed like a 50-year-old Greek man.
When you started talking, I was like, please be Husey.
That's what I was thinking as well, yeah.
Nah, because Husey's feet are much bigger than that. They're tiny little feet. Okay, do you want to see the whole get-up?
Yeah, okay, let's give you the whole get-up now. I'm assuming he's carrying a pot of gold.
No, there you go. And I also said, 13, 10, 60, are you punching? Because he's with his gorgeous wife, who's stunning, absolutely stunning.
it still looks like he's... The outfit doesn't match. Like the top half, if you crop that there, it's a beautiful shot. And then the bottom half, you're like, why is there a private school girl's legs there?
Anyway, Tim, if you're listening, you won't be because you're on air somewhere else. But terrible sock shoe arrangement, mate.
Jeez, that's a great way to give someone grief, just someone that's on air at the same time.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.